Our city, the city of Muncie, is at an exciting crossroads. Our university and our community are working together to build a better tomorrow for our friends and our neighbors. Together, we are forming partnerships with small businesses to build lively places and to create a safer, more vibrant place for all of us to call home. I'm Ball State President Jeff Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
You know you're a Ball State Cardinal when you first hear the chirp, when you look to Frog Baby for luck and Beneficence for guidance. You're a Ball State Cardinal when you chase your dreams, present your case, and win. When the university you call home is small enough to be a community, but big enough to change the world. You know you're a Ball State Cardinal when you're one of us. We are Ball State University. We fly.
Hello, welcome to Cardinal Compass. For many college students, Muncie isn't a city to live in for long, but for those who make Muncie their forever home, community is important.
One Muncie resident sums up her experience she and her family have had with the community.
My husband and I both lived in small towns, big cities across the United States, and I have to say that Muncie is our favorite by far. When my husband and I moved here in 2011, people greeted us with just this, like, why'd you move here? I feel like that narrative has really, really changed in the time we've been here. We have two children, we've raised our family here, and we could not be happier living in Muncie. We absolutely love Minnetrista. We go downtown to First Thursday and walk around. Our downtown is amazing. We have some phenomenal farm-to-table restaurants and just some fun shops. I don't know, there's just a real sense of community here that, I don't know, can't be beat.
We're joined by Ball State President Jeff Mearns and Mayor Dan Ridenour. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
So we kind of want to start off by talking about, you know, the quality of place between Ball State and the city. Kind of just hit on how do those go hand in hand with each other? President Mearns, we'll start with you.
Well, we know that increasingly employers are moving to places where people want to live, and people want to live in a community that has a high quality of life. They want good schools. They want affordable quality housing, they want parks and cultural opportunities. So we're working together with the mayor and with other institutions in the community to create that high quality of place so that increasingly employers will want to come to Muncie and people will want to live here.
Yeah, Mayor Ridenour, I know this is really important for you. You know, you've been so vocal about this. Kind of just talk about why it's important to get Ball State kind of involved with, you know, what's happening in the city.
Well, we understand that Ball State is our largest employer. And therefore, most of it's important that we help them with their recruitment process. And so one of the things that we're doing, at least within the city, is we're putting a big focus on quality of place through parks. So we've increased, starting in 2021, the budget that was recently approved by the council that I proposed included a 16% increase in parks funding. We're also doing some four separate neighborhood parks where we're doing some massive revitalization of those particular parks. So we understand that's a big part of quality of place.
Yeah, absolutely. And could you give us a brief explanation on what the next Muncie initiative is and how it would affect Muncie, Mayor?
Yeah, because that's a big part of it, right?
Oh, it is. It is. You know, getting feedback.
Yeah.
From other thoughts and other perspectives is one of the most important ways to move something forward in a positive way. And so what Next Muncie does is it's a collaboration of many different partners, from the city to downtown development, to Ball State, to the hospital, and to other business leaders that all give input on things that may or may not be helpful in working, moving our community forward. So getting that feedback, getting those ideas, and then coming up with ways to move that direction as a group is very helpful. And that's one of the ways that Next Muncie is very important to us.
Yeah, and for people who might not necessarily live in Muncie, who come to the city, Muncie is typically thought of as a college town. Is there really kind of a disconnect at times between the university and the city? And also kind of how do you guys work together to kind of integrate both the city side of things as well as the university?
Well, so I've been here a little over 3 years, and I think historically there has been a disconnect between the university and the community. We've tended to operate a bit in isolation, but certainly for more than the time period that I've been here, there's been an increasing partnership, a recognition that our futures are linked, that what happens at the university can benefit the community, and if the community thrives, it will enable us to attract more students and more faculty and staff. So I think we've been working together, and as the mayor said a moment ago, Next Muncie is one of those vehicles in which we can, on a regular basis, talk about the initiatives that are happening on our campus, the initiatives that are happening in the city, initiatives that are happening with other institutions and neighborhood groups, and through that regular conversation, we can identify ways in which we can partner together or invest our resources and our time in prioritizing those projects that will have the greatest positive impact on improving the quality of life for all of us. Because we know our students, not only do they want a vibrant campus life, they want the opportunity to go off campus as well.
Mayor Ridenour, your thoughts?
Well, absolutely, and I'll just give you a couple of examples. We recently applied for a build grant, which is a federal grant. And not only did we get a letter of support from Ball State University, but they also offered their Washington lobbyists to help with that particular project, and were willing to make phone calls to some of the congressional representatives as well. So we understand, and Ball State understands, that we are connected. And as we go, they go, and as they go, we go. And we understand that that's the direction we're headed, and we can all have success together.
Yeah, so earlier you brought up, you know, the future of us coming together more. What are the future goals you see as a relationship between Muncie and Ball State?
Well, so one of the projects that we're evaluating now is what we can do to help increase the vibrancy of the village. And certainly the village recently has been a place that's primarily patronized by students and people at the university or at the hospital. But to create a more vibrant village, we certainly want people all across the city and all across the region to come to that area. And that will bring a wider variety of restaurants and shops and stores and living opportunities. So we are consulting on a regular basis with Next Muncie and with the mayor to ensure that what we invest in the village will produce that synergy, that cooperation.
Yeah, and definitely a lot more that we can talk about with this topic, but we do have to leave this part of the conversation there. Thank you guys so much. I know there's another topic that we're going to talk about. You know, another aspect of all of this, really, between the city and BSU, of course, is economics.
Absolutely. Because of the pandemic, perhaps the people's hardest hit were small business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. Kate Young took a trip through downtown Muncie to get a look at how things are booming.
With bustling storefronts, vibrant coffee shops, and cozy bookstores, downtown Muncie is a unique intersection of businesses and community. In the last 20 years, downtown has gone from nearly 90% of storefronts being vacant to now teeming with a diverse collection of new and old businesses.
The people who choose downtown, whether they choose it for business or as a visitor, are looking for something that's unusual, that is exceptional. I think it's one place in Muncie where everybody's invited.
A major factor for local businesses continues to be the large influx of students that blanket the Muncie area during the school months.
You can't deny that 18,000 people in your community have a huge economic impact. Their buying power is huge. But again, I also think that they bring a vibrancy to our community that when you're gone is felt. You know, that there's something beautiful about youth.
Crowder says one of the goals moving forward is to attract students to the downtown area while continuing their mission of creating an environment for sustainable economic and cultural growth. Kate Young, Cardinal Compass.
Thanks again to Kate Young for that part of the story. So let's talk about economics. So economically right now, obviously, COVID-19 has really impacted the city. How is Muncie doing as far as money and, you know, how are businesses overall doing, Mayor?
Well, I'll start with the city. The city, obviously, we're supposed to operate on a balanced budget. And we did put forward a 2021 budget that does incorporate a number of things of our agenda to help build that quality of place. But I will tell you that we have been able to do pretty effective measures that have made the economics within the city a little stronger. For example, we're going to be able to pave 34 roads next year. And we're doing that because we're collaborating with Yorktown, with the county, with other agencies. And so little things like that, we're very much about getting together with other organizations that can help us and we can help them because we understand we're all connected. So economically, I think the city's okay. It was a tough budget, but we are putting more into our reserve fund because where we're going to be hurt from COVID is in the 2022 fiscal year.
Right.
So we put money into the reserves to help cover that. And my objective is to not lay anybody off. As long as we have people operating the services that we need, police and fire, parks, the street departments, animal shelter, as long as we're able to keep that full staff, then I think we're able to provide the services that the city and the university need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you see as the most important factors in maintaining a thriving economy in a college town, Mayor?
Well, I think in not just in college towns, but maybe particularly in college towns, small businesses are the key. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have roughly 2,400 small businesses, and if we can help half of them add one employee, that's 1,200 new employees. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot easier to accomplish. It might not seem like it, but that's a lot easier to accomplish than to encourage a facility to come here with 1,200 jobs in one factory. So it's easier to help the small businesses. So a couple of things that we've done at the city, if we've connected some business organizations with some of the banking community so that they understand what resources are available for them from that. But we've also put out several hundred thousand dollars in loans through our Muncie Industrial Revolving Loan Fund. Mm-hmm. These are loans that the businesses are required to pay back, but we put many of these were put out in a way to help businesses get restarted once the economy was opened back up after COVID, and most of those were very successful.
And one of the pieces of the puzzle is Ball State University. Kind of, President Mearns, if you want to start off on this question, you know, how is Ball State kind of working with businesses throughout the city to help really get things going?
Well, certainly we want to encourage our students to patronize the small businesses that the mayor was speaking about. Also through immersive learning projects, you know, mm-hmm. those are community-based learning projects. We know that our students can learn from those experiential opportunities, but also they can benefit a company, a business, or an organization in the area. And you may have heard about this new program sponsored by TechPoint and the Ball Brothers Foundation, an externship program in high-tech businesses. So we're going to bring not only Ball State students, but other college students from institutions around the state to come to Muncie for a summer program so that they can see that this is a place where you could have a good career, but also a high quality of life. So there are many ways in which we can support the businesses.
Absolutely. And what are some upcoming events or initiatives in the works to help expand businesses? If we start with you,
well,
Mayor.
Let me give you another example of collaboration on the part of the city and Ball State and a local business. Mm-hmm. The Muncie Mall has, like a lot of institutions, is struggling with the big box stores. The small stores are doing very well, but there was some empty space within the mall. I was able to help connect Ball State University with the Muncie Mall, and now Ball State, through one of their urban planning departments in Scott Truex, has rented several thousand square feet, and they're making some of that space available in a program that I attended last night that was open to the, or two nights ago, that was open to the public about a particular project. So part of that immersive learning and collaborative effort, not only did they rent space from the mall, puts them out in the community. It's a space that it's easily COVID. You can be safe and visit that particular space. But it's a way that's one of the instances of where we've connected Ball State and businesses, and they responded in a very positive way.
Yeah, and we can talk a lot more about this, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have for that part of the conversation. Thank you both for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you. Another angle shaping the city now more than ever, keeping the public safe and healthy.
Yeah, of course, with COVID-19, that's really a priority right now. Lily Cedardall spoke with a member of the Next Muncie Initiative to find out how the city is keeping both students and residents safe.
Like many college towns, Muncie and Ball State were prepared for a spike in COVID-19 cases as students returned in August. Prior to the return, IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital set up a system called Incident Command, in which the hospital formed a specialized COVID-19 committee that has been in consistent contact with the university. President of IU Ball Memorial Hospital, Jeff Bird, says there is a common misconception that students are the ones to blame for the spread around the city.
I get a lot of questions in my role about, oh, this has got to be all Ball State's fault, right? This is the students. And indeed, it's not at all Ball State's fault, nor the students' fault. I think the university did a fantastic job.
The university and community has also seen a rise in mental health issues throughout the virus, which has led to a spike in substance abuse. IU Health actively participates in drug task force to identify, prevent, and treat those who struggle with addiction. Bird says the collaboration with law enforcement and the courts will look at the drug use and abuse in a new light with the opening of the new county jail.
I believe even the government with the new county jail that we're building will have a renewed emphasis on how illegal drug use, selling of drugs, how that's going to be looked at and how that's going to be treated.
In Muncie, Lily Cedardall, Cardinal Compass.
Okay, and let's go ahead now and talk a little more about COVID-19. President Mearns, it was the topic of our first show of this semester. Let's just talk about how has COVID-19 impacted both the city as well as the university, starting off a little bit with the university, President Mearns.
Well, this is a perfect topic, right? We've been talking about ways in which the community and the university can work together in good times to build a strong economy. But this pandemic has showed the importance of us working together when we're facing a significant challenge. Mm-hmm. So when we were preparing our protocols for the return of students, when we were preparing those over the summer, you're familiar with the Cardinals Care campaign.
Absolutely.
And reinforcing to our students the importance of those critical health and safety protocols. But we reached out to the city and to the business in the community to ask them to encourage our students to abide by those protocols when they were in restaurants and other businesses in the community, because we could do everything possible on campus, but if what was happening out in the community was causing infections among our students or faculty and staff, we know that that transmission would then occur on our campus. Mm-hmm. And I think as we've seen over the last couple months, that partnership has worked well. We have continued to drive down the rate of infections among our faculty, staff, and students, and we want to continue to work with the city and the county to ensure that it continues to be healthy here in Delaware County.
Yeah, Mayor Ridenour, how has this been going on your end?
Well, we obviously have had, we shut down City Hall, opened it back up for employees, went to appointment only, and then now City Hall is open, but we required the masks, and now the state mandates those masks. A couple of things that I think are important is that the communication has been there. So whether it's from our Board of Health, which do regular updates, and Ball State and the city are definitely included in those, there are regular meetings and discussions. And when there is a need, we had a couple instances where there was a concern that maybe some businesses weren't complying. We reached out to those businesses and just said, we encourage you to follow these rules because that's what's safe for you, for your employees, and for the others. And keeping those numbers in line was important.
Absolutely, it's extremely important. But in terms of safety and crime, what do you think are the best ways the Muncie community can and Ball State can come together and prevent any type of rise?
Well, so I'll speak. We have a strong working relationship between the University Police Department and the Muncie Police Department. They do everything from working together to coordinate traffic on a busy weekend of commencement and also to work collaboratively when there are incidents out in the neighborhoods. And also, we've tapped into the expertise of our faculty and staff, Marsha McGriff, Melinda Micinio, and others who have worked closely with the Muncie Police Department on implicit bias training, on conflict resolution training, and they have been receptive to that training. We've also been working with the Delaware County Sheriff's Department. So that's a way we can ensure safety for all members of our community. And I'm grateful to the mayor that he and the police department in Muncie have been receptive to tapping into our expertise.
And real quickly, Mr. President, I know you hit on it a second ago. Kind of just talk about, both of you guys, how students are being kept safe when going out into the community, when they're leaving campus. I know that's top of mind between both of you guys.
Sure. Well, I'll let the mayor. I had a chance to respond. I'll let the mayor speak to it.
Well, I think that if you look at the actual results, our new police chief, they have put our chief and deputy chief, so Chief Sloan and Deputy Chief Peace, have put in completely new training standards And I will admit, we've removed a few officers from our team. And I think what we're seeing within the community is a increased trust, and there's been definitely increased communication with the neighborhoods and with Ball State, and we're certainly seeing a reduction in anything that has to do with a negative component. I think you'll find that the students are very safe off campus.
And you saw this summer when there was the very large demonstration march mm-hmm. back in, I think it was in June. It was one of the largest demonstrations maybe in the history of Muncie, working closely together with the students who organized that event, with the University Police Department and the Muncie Police Department. That very important, peaceful demonstration was conducted peacefully all around the community. It shows that we can respond working together, even when there's times of stress and tension in our country.
Unfortunately, we do have to leave this part of the conversation there. That's all the time we have. Mayor Ridenour, thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
President Burns, we would like to give you the final minute here for your final thoughts on today's conversations.
Well, thank you, Crystal, and thank you, Tyler, and thank you, Mayor Ridenour, for joining us, and thank you all for joining us for the program. As you heard us talk about today, we all recognize that the future of our university and the future of the city of Muncie, we're joined together. We're joined together about improving the quality of life and fostering a more vibrant economy and ensuring that our students, faculty, and staff, as well as all of our friends and neighbors in the city, that by working together, we can enhance the health and safety of all people in our university and in our community. And you have our commitment that we will continue to work in partnership to bring about a high quality of life for everyone here at the university and in the city of Muncie. So thank you for joining us.
And again, we want to thank Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, as well as our guest Dan Ridenour, for joining us today, and all of you for joining in on today's conversation. I'm Tyler Brummett.
And I'm Crystal Pinnell. We'll hope you'll join us next time for Cardinal Compass Campus and Community Conversations. Stay safe.
At Ball State University, we are empowered to seek new insights, unrestrained by convention. We reimagine the future, spread our wings, and fly. Lifted by knowledge, enabled across disciplines, we are inspired, engaged, and exhilarated. Propelled to change the world, and with beneficence as our guide, at Ball State University, we fly.
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Lindsay Kendall, engineered by TJ Sabbath. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Telecommunications, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Core.